Sydney Flick joins us in studio. She manages her family farm, Jazzy Jerseys, in Lodi, where they milk about 800 cows. She says while 1 billion people will celebrate Earth Day on April 22nd this year, it's something that she lives every day.
Something that we have to think about every single day that we are farming is that we rely on the land to take care of our family and the cows. So, like you said, well, we have one day a year focus for everybody to kind of remember how important our earth is. That's something that we take very seriously and we think about, because if we don't take care of it, we are not going to be able to continue to do this for generations.
Give us some examples of how Jazzy Jerseys is really taking the reins on environmental sustainability.
We want to think about how can we use less resources to continue doing the same thing that we're doing, because in our eyes, that's going to be better for the environment and for our cows. So on the cow side of things, something that we have been doing for a very long time but makes a noticeable impact is trying to reduce our water usage. So all of the water on our farm is recycled water. The first step that we use water straight out of the well for is to help cool down our milk, because it's naturally cool. That water is not getting a whole lot of use out of it besides just cooling down milk. So instantly that water is returned back out to water for our cows and calves. The cows like it because it's a little bit warmer. And then that water ends up in their manure. And so that helps us be able to spread it out on the fields a lot easier and more evenly.
And what's happening in the field, Sydney, where you are protecting those nutrients, keeping them on the field?
A very simple practice that we have used for a long time is just the simple splitting our fields apart and putting in waterways. So we will, if we say we bought a new piece of land, we're going to farm that and watch how does the water flow in this field. If we are seeing runoff in certain areas, what we can do is we can split that field into, we call them strips. So we will split that apart. It's not easier to farm necessarily. We're spending a little bit more time, but that's helping preserve our soil. And then we'll spend the money to have a company come out and help us put in a waterway. So if there's a spot that just all the water is running, we'll put a grass flow area in there, and that helps keep that soil intact.
So if folks are driving down the, you know, rural roadways and they see those grassy strips, that's what you're talking about right now.
Exactly. That could be, if it's in the middle of a field, that's to help direct water through an area to protect the soil. And then if you see it on the edge of a field, that would be called a buffer strip. So the same concept, before that water is going into a waterway, we're going to have that buffer zone so that it can slow down and it kind of filters the water out. So what ends up in a stream or a lake is more just water.
Sydney, your family does have a relationship with Lake Wisconsin Watershed, a group that's working to protect the lakes that you just alluded to. Give me a sense of what it means to have a community partner like that.
One of the coolest things about Wisconsin dairy farms is that we have farmer-led watershed groups all around the state. So our farm feeds into the Lake Wisconsin Watershed, and there's a group of farmers that are involved in this, and they help make sure that we are aware of different resources to help us learn about practices that are going to conserve our land better, or resources available that can maybe financially help us to be able to pay for that item. So for example, in Columbia County, we put in cover crops. So that is, we plant something throughout the winter that helps our soil throughout the winter. And that isn't feed that we can harvest in the springtime. So we get some financial assistance back to help offset that cost of the seed. Not fully, but it helps us so that we can do that practice.
2023 was all about the drought, and you've actually benefited from the practices that you've put in over the years to get through it. And I want you to tell that story for us here today.
Particularly in Lodi, where I am from, was one of the driest parts of the state. And so we were watching our crops thinking, my goodness, what happens when we don't get enough rain here? And when we look at the total amount of rainfall, it was not enough. But if we look back to 2012, kind of the last major drought that we had, our crops performed better than they did then. And I think part of that is due to genetics that we've improved on in our seed. But I think our practices that we have done to help our soil stay healthier really helped it so that we were able to harvest a crop that still fed our cows last year.
Sydney Flick along with us, farm manager at Jazzy Jerseys in Lodi, reminding us why agriculture works hard to maintain natural resources every day. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.